Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So long as you are broken and scarred, lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed by a perfect God.
Right, so good morning. Always have a chance to put the past in the past. And for some reason, God likes to reveal to me on a pretty regular basis not only how far I've come, but absolutely how far I have to go. And sometimes we're just in that in-between place where we look back and think how far we've come, and we look forward and just wonder if we'll ever get there. So here's what I noticed. When it comes to flying, I am killing it. I am absolutely crushing that whole concept of putting the past in the past. You know, just, you know, if you've ever listened to the show, you know that in the past, I never, ever liked to fly. And now I don't even just like it. I actually look forward to it because it's a celebration of how far I've come. But here's the deal. I went to get on a plane to go to Atlanta for a volleyball camp with not only Campbell, my daughter, but my husband, Bob. And we were sitting in the last row. Well, here's what I haven't gotten past. I haven't gotten past that I don't like to sit in the back of the plane. And due to the most recent incident with one of the airlines, I really don't want to be sitting by the wing because I don't want to be, you know, sucked out. So here's the deal. I beg, you know, consistently to get moved to the front of the plane. I just feel better about moving forward. I mean, maybe that's indicative of, you know, I don't want to be in the back. I want to be moving forward. And so I had the opportunity to not only move forward many, many rows, but they told me I would have to be in the exit row. Now, that seemed fine initially until they made it clear that I would have to give my verbal consent to help other people. My friends, if you know me, I'm so not about helping other people. And I would absolutely just trample over anyone and everyone, probably including my own flesh and blood, to save my own life. And so I feel like I have to confess that I did say yes, but I had zero intention of helping people. So I got past that, which was awesome, only to land in Atlanta, Georgia, have the experience of taking the MARTA, which is public transportation that actually takes you right from the airport, many different stops. In this case, our stop was downtown Atlanta to our hotel. So here we were walking very confidently through the streets of Atlanta. A lot to see, you know, that is not only inspiring, but just so disheartening to see some of the wealth and poverty within, you know, 10 steps of one another. So as we were walking confidently and courageously through Atlanta, our evening ended just as we were arriving to our hotel when, you know, let me back up and tell you that my husband, Bob, always says there's a black cloud that follows him. So we kid around because oftentimes it's not raining anywhere but where Bob might be standing. Okay, so it's raining on our house, but not across the street. Well, in this case, we felt not only these raindrops, but what came became very clear was some person who thought this would be comical dumped an entire cooler. Now, not a cocktail by accident over a balcony, but deliberately took an entire cooler full of beverages, ice cubes, water, a couple orange peels, and some other things. Oh, literally, it landed right on my head. Okay. I am telling you, I was soaked from head to toe. Now, I just want you to know, I was killing it. I was having the greatest hair day ever. You know, just feeling all confident like us women feel probably once a year. And so there it was. It came, the rain came pouring down. Kurt's looking at me like, this stuff only happens to you. It only happens to me. I mean, it just happened to be. There was no one in front of us or behind us. These people literally waited until I stood there and dumped an entire cooler head to toe. I was soaked. I just bought a brand new pair of damn shoes. I could feel the water soaking through these Nike shoes. I was pissed. So tell me about it. Like, today we got to just talk about, like, have you ever been so pissed about the past? The question is, like, how long will you let it last? Let's talk about that when we get back. In this case, the Hairs talked about it for the entire trip. You are Journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so perfect song to go into this topic today about getting past the past. No matter how pissed you are about the past, at some point you got to decide how long you will let it last. Because Mandisa says we got to leave it behind us. Today's a new day and there's something new inside of us. But we do it. We absolutely hold on to the past, and we know it is to our detriment. Oftentimes, the things we're holding on to, we can be pretty sure the people that we're thinking about and giving all of our energy to are not giving us the same in return. So we're finishing up our four-week series. I got so many texts about this series because I think it absolutely resonates on so many levels with people, because we talked for 4 weeks about how can next time be better than last time, right? How can the future be better or bigger than the past, right? So we all have this opportunity to start over in different aspects and areas of our life. And a lot of times we believe some things that aren't necessarily true, right? We believe that just because we know better, we're going to do better. We believe because we had some experience, now we know. We believe that time is against us because we've wasted time. And we've talked about these subjects now for the fourth week in a row. This week, finalizing what we got to do to finally, ultimately, once and for all, get past the past, right? So first, we talked about owning it. You got to own some stuff. Like, if we drew a picture of a pie, it's really hard to see where I stand in that piece of the pie, because I can spend a lot of time blaming you for what I did or didn't do, said or didn't say. And it's a beautiful story. People feel sorry for us when we do some blaming. But when we can own our stuff, we have a way better chance of not smuggling those issues, the issue is you, into our future, right? We can have a better future, but not when we're smuggling old stuff in there. Then we talked about rethinking, like, we've got to not be conformed, right, but transformed by the word of God, so we can think differently. We can approach things and see things with new eyes, if indeed we're going to do what Mandisa is telling us today, which is allowing for this new day to think about things in a new way. So how do we do it? Like, I was so pissed that this happened to me. And come on, I mean, big picture, it's not a big deal. It was some water. It was some ice cubes. My daughter, I told Kurt, I don't know if because she's 16 and a girl who's got some drama that she got from her mama. But she was saying, like, I think I'm concussed. Of course, I went into the hotel, made a big deal of it, got the security manager. I mean, I was given so much energy to this thing that probably was not going to get any better or get resolved. I held on to it. I'm still talking about it. I mean, literally, it was a week later and I'm talking about it on the show. So what does it take for us to let go in order to move forward? Because we do it. We absolutely let people, places, things, situations, lies we were told, betrayals we were on the other side of, times that we were deceived or our hearts were dismissed, we allow those things to influence our future simply by holding on to them. And we say that we let go of it, but clearly we didn't. Like, we just didn't, because most times if we did, when we think and have, you know, discussions around that subject matter, we don't get all riled up like I'm getting all riled up about having this thing dumped on my head. So here's the deal. Wherever you go, there you are. Another sign that sits in my kitchen. Wherever you go, there you are. And none of us wants to look back and celebrate some of the things that were done to us, hurts that were against us. I don't care if it was a coach, a parent, a kid, a boss. I mean, there's just some stuff that we keep letting ourselves be affected by because, number one, we don't want to recognize our piece of the pie. So the question today on the table, which most of you might not want to answer or even want to be asked, how far into your future do you intend to carry the angst from the past? And number two, how long do you plan on letting those who mistreated you continue to influence you, right? For some of us, it is 53 years. It is our entire adult life that we're just dragging and dragging some stuff that we really need to put behind us, right? We have attitudes, we have fears, we have anger, we have resentment, and we just keep smuggling that stuff, whether it's blatantly or discreetly. We just keep bringing it, right? We keep bringing it into our current and ultimately our future, our jobs, our relationships, our finances. Just keep doing more of the same. So here's the question. Don't you know those people who you meet and you just spend a little bit of time with them and you think to yourself, like, these people have it all together, right? You judge them, their situation, their family, their marriage, their financial success, whatever you're drawn to. You can literally put them in a category and say, like, it looks like these people have it all together. My friends, I just want to enlighten you this morning right here at 6:30 a.m. They do not have it all together. The odds are at one point it might have fallen apart. Okay, it might have fallen apart. And what separates them is the fact that they have moved forward. They have let go. They have learned from. And they are no longer living as products of their past, right? So it's hard to believe sometimes when we hear the backstory. I mean, I can just tell you firsthand, as you many of you know, my husband and I have been married for 25 years. I always say 125, and I add sometimes it feels like we've been living underwater. But the reality is, like, we even have a book published about this life that when people read it who have known us for many, many years, they will say, I did not see that coming. Like, I never would have guessed that what you have been through, you got through. Like, you lived through. You didn't only survive it, but you're on the other side some days of thriving as a direct result of it, right? But here's the deal. We're also guilty of the other side of the spectrum, where we allow our past not just to remind us, not just to remind us of how far we've come, but to define us, right? So when we allow our past to define us, confine us, instead of just reminding us and being an opportunity to learn and grow and move forward, it's a deal changer. It is absolutely a deal changer. So here's the thing. If we were to ask every one of those people, myself and my man included, like, how did you get from here to there, right? Because that distance, you know, as I mentioned in the first segment, like, we stand in this place and we look back and sometimes it feels like we haven't come very far, and other times we cannot believe what we have lived through and how God has used that in a mighty way in our life. But the fear steps in when we look forward and we think about, like, how far we have to go. And we forget oftentimes that the same God who brought us through that situation will bring us through the next one, right? But here's the deal. What's so required is this missing piece. And that missing piece is what these people have in common. They made a decision. They will all consistently tell you that they once and for all made a decision. They decided, in essence, that there was just enough pain, there was enough difficulty in just normal everyday life that we couldn't control, that they made a decision that they were not going to allow the past pain control their future, right? So Let's talk about that. We got to keep talking about this because this is a subject that ends our four-week series about how do we start over? How do we know that next time can actually be better than last time? And here's how we do it. We once and for all have to get past the past. Thanks to Greg Kunis for sponsoring this show. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
Jesus in disguise.
All right, so good morning, welcome back. And sometimes Jesus is in disguise. In disguise in these awful situations that we hear or that we have personally gone through. And it's only when we get to the other side that we see Jesus was in it. He was literally all over it. And what was required of us was to not only do something very different, but to be able to put the past in the past. Right? So when we hear these awful stories, it's so interesting because when I'm not doing this on a Sunday morning, I get to be a speaker, but I also get to be a coach, an individual coach of people who are trying in many cases to get past something, to move forward in their life. And what keeps them stuck 99% of the time is something that they are holding on to that no longer is serving them well, right? So when we look at these people and we hear these stories, it makes sense that we would almost 9 out of 10 times would give them a pass. We'd give them a pass. I mean, I listen to people who buried children, who have gone through things that it's like no wonder, right? No wonder you're struggling. But these are the same people who have decided that they were not going to let that define them, but instead it would remind them of how God can work in and through us when we ultimately do this just incredible command that he has for our highest and best good, which is just to release the past so the past can release us too, right? So we all know those people who are like angry and bitter and resentful. The quote on my desk reads, lose resentment and choose contentment, right? Why do we choose one over the other? I mean, it just doesn't leave us feeling and being the best version of ourselves, right? I mean, how many of us talk about forgiveness, like that F word that we say we do, but truth be told, we just don't. I mean, we think we did until something comes up around the subject matter, and what rises in us is this part of us that we never really put behind us. We never really dealt with it. Here's the other thing that I learned that I have made so much progress on in the terms of baggage and bringing stuff, carrying stuff I don't need to. I have officially got on an airplane with a carry-on. My friends, I got so much baggage, I would literally need a bigger car to carry all my stuff around. Now, not only in my life, literally on my way to the airport, I got just a little carry-on because here's the deal. The more you carry, the more it costs. The bigger the bag, the more it costs. And that is true when it comes to the baggage that we carry from the past into our future. So 2,000 years ago, we got some wisdom around this topic, of course, in Scripture that has the answer to every question and the solution to every problem. And here's the deal. It is about deciding to do some very thing, and it has to do with forgiving, right? So that powerful thing, that thing that we talk about, but more importantly, Jesus is calling us because he modeled it so well to be about it, right? So if we're going to acknowledge that we got to do some forgiving, we're going to talk about this scripture from Paul. And he says, in your anger, do not sin. Be angry. In other words, you can be angry. Like, it's not a sin to be angry. It is a sin to allow your anger to cause you to sin, right? We all have justifiable reasons why we have been angry. I don't care if it's sitting in the wrong seat on the plane, getting a big old cooler dumped on your head, or some serious lifelong issues as a result of why you're still dragging your past into the past. But here's what scripture says. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because if you do that, you will give the devil a foothold. It's interesting how Paul didn't use the word Satan in this scripture verse. He used the word the devil. Okay. Here's what a foothold means. A foothold is an opportunity. It's a staging ground. It's area and space that you are allowing for something else to fill, right? So if you let anger get the best of you, you will be providing a space for yourself to be listening to, believing, and acting out of some things that are just not the truth, right? The word the devil means liar and slanderer. Right? Liar and slander is what the word devil means. So if we're going to allow a liar and a slanderer some space up in our head or some space in our life or our job or our finances or our relationships, I promise you, if you give that foothold, you will never be able to do what the balance of the scripture verse tells us, which is to get rid of all bitterness. It goes on to say rage and malice and slander, right? It's not contingent upon what happened to you. It's contingent upon your willingness to decide to do something different, right? So when I was listening to this teaching from Andy Stanley, which I have completely stolen from him for 4 weeks in a row, but just gave him credit, so we're all good. This is absolutely his intellectual property. He says to fill in the blank with the person or situation. So it's don't let blank have this influence on me. Don't let blank, don't let Frank, don't let Kurt, don't let your boss, don't let your coach, don't let your wife, your kid, whomever, do not let that person allow you to believe a lie and therefore rent space in your head for an indefinite period of time, which is having this influence and impact on every single thing you do. But instead, the verse goes on to say, be kind, be compassionate, and forgive one another. We all know that forgiveness thing is the word pardon. Pardon means you owe me zero. Pardon means I even know that you owe me zero, because here's the deal. You can't even pay me back. You can't even pay me back for what you did. You can't give me back what you took. So for me, in my house, we just got to be pardoning some people. We got to be doing to others as Jesus has done to us, which is forgiving as we have been forgiven, right? The best thing you can do for you is to pardon those people for what they did or didn't do, for what they said or didn't say. Because just as God in Jesus has forgiven you, you get to forgive them too. And you, my friends, got to be digging that. So I pray this week is a time of reflection on this last series of starting over. How will you start over? We have given you for 4 weeks a step-by-step manual of how you can almost be guaranteed that your future will not only be better, but bigger than you could have ever asked, dreamed, or imagined. And all you got to do is just let go and forgive the way God has forgiven you. And if you're not going to do that, then at least keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.